I too express my appreciation for your coming today. Encourage you to get your Bible in one hand and your songbook in another, as Jason and I work together in a sermon and song today. Appreciate the good reading from the second chapter of Romans. Chapter 1, the apostle addressed the sinfulness of the Gentile world. He discussed all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. That's Romans 1, 29 through 32. And then in chapter 2, he exposes the sinfulness of the Jewish people. He said in verse 1, therefore thou art inexcusable, O man, whosoever thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself, for thou that judgest doest the same things. And so the Jews were doing the things that the Gentiles were and judging them for doing those things. And then the question is asked in verse 21, thou therefore which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? One of the ways in which you and I teach another is through our singing. As Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16 informs us, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. With reference to the truths that we teach one another in our songs, we do well to reflect upon the messages that we're teaching and ask ourselves, teachest thou not thyself? We're going to do that with a sampling of some songs this morning. Jason's going to start us off with the first one.
Number 82 in the Red Book. 82. Brighten the corner where you are. Do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do. Do not wait to shed your light upon me true.
Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the
borrow Paul's expression, thou that sayest, brighten the corner where you are. Dost thou brighten the corner where you are? Dost thou wait until some deed of greatness you may do? Do you wait to shed your light afar to the many duties ever near you? Are you now true? Do you brighten the corner where you are? Do you let narrow self your way to bar? Do your songs of cheer fall into hearts? Have you found a talent here for all? Do you reflect the bright and morning star? Is your hand humble? From your humble hand, does the bread of life feed? Do you brighten the corner where you are? Just think how bright this community would be if each one of us would just brighten the corner where we are. The Lord said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. In Matthew 5 and in verse 16. When Paul penned his letter to the church of Philippi, in Philippians 2 and in verse 15, he said that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world.
Next song will be number 101, Live for Jesus. Live for Jesus, oh my brother, his disciple ever be. Render not to any other what alone the Lord should be. Live for Jesus, give him all thou hast to give. On the cross of world's Redeemer, gave his life that thou mightst live. Let me start that again, our pitch. Verse 2. Live for Jesus.
remember, when we're singing, we're teaching. And thou that sayest, live for Jesus. Dost thou live for Jesus? Are you ever being his disciple? Do you render to any other what alone the Lord should be? Do you keep his footsteps all the way? What the Master bids thee, do you hear it? And his righteous will obey? Are you his in last morning, at the noontide hour, and at eve, when day is turning? Do you give him all you have to give? When the Apostle Paul wrote the church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 15, he said of Jesus, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again.
Number 142. I'll put Jesus first. 142. I'd like to see a show of hands of who might know this song. Instead of sermon and song, I think we're doing a sermon and reading with this song. You're okay with that? I'll put Jesus first. The world all about me has now no allure. Its pleasures bring pain. Its wisdom is vain. I seek a foundation that's steadfast and sure. Verse 2. The Lord Jesus died my salvation to win. He went in my stead to Calvary and bled. Redemption impels me to give up all sin. I know there's a home for the ransomed and blessed when death is no more, when struggle is o'er, for those who love Jesus and give him their best. Verse 4. Though earth's tribulations continue each day, though pleasures may call, though evil enthrall, his grace will protect me forever and aye. I'll put Jesus first in my life, in all that I say, in all that I do, throughout the world of toil and strife, by day and by night, through trust in his might, I'll put Jesus first in my life.
Beautiful song, isn't it? Really is. Let me ask you this question. Thou that sayest, I'll put Jesus first. Dost thou put Jesus first? Do you? In all that you say, in all that you do, by day and by night. I'll read the book of Luke in chapter 9. Where the Lord said in verse 59, follow me. And he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I'll follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You remember in John 1, 40-42, when a man named Andrew found the truth in Christ, the Bible says he first findeth his own brother, Simon, and saith unto him, we have found the Messiah, and he brought him to Jesus. In 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 5, Paul, in encouraging the Corinthians to be bountiful in their giving, held up the example of the Macedonian people, who he said, first gave their own selves to the Lord and to us by the will of God. That's 2 Corinthians 8 and verse 5. A classic statement is when Jesus said in Matthew 6 and verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Dost thou put Jesus first?
Number 230. 230. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all his wonderful passion and purity.
Sayest, let the beauty of Jesus be seen. Dost thou let the beauty of Jesus be seen? What about when your burden is heavy and hard to bear? When your neighbors refuse all your load to share? When somebody has been so unkind to you, some word pierces you through and through. In example, in deeds, and in all you say, do you let the beauty of Jesus be seen? You know, Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Galatians 2 and verse 20. Peter penned in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21 that Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow in his steps. Next.
Number 273. 273, oh, how I love Jesus.
There is a name I love to hear, I love to sing its worth. It sounds like music in my ear, the sweetest name on earth.
Sing, oh, how I love Jesus. Do we love Jesus? Do we? You know, sometimes there are those who talk about the Lord's love and how much they love the Lord, and yet they don't keep his commandments. To love him is to obey him. In John 14 and verse 15, Jesus said, "If you love me, keep my commandments." And in verse 21, he said, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me." At verse 23, he went on to say, "If a man love me, he will keep my words." And in verse 24, "He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings." You see, for me to sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus," and not to keep his commandments is to sing a lie, really. And so thou that sayest, "Oh, how I love Jesus," teachest thou not thyself. You have another one?
332. Number 332. To Christ be true.
To Christ be loyal and be true, his banner be unfurled, and borne aloft till is secure the conquest of the world. To Christ the Lord be true, for he will go with you and help you all your conflicts through. To Christ the Lord be true. To Christ be loyal and be true. He needs brave volunteers to stand against the powers of sin, moved not by crowns or fears. To Christ the Lord be true, for he will go with you and help you all your conflicts through. To Christ the Lord be true. To Christ be loyal and be true, in noble service prove your faith and your fidelity, the fervor of your love. To Christ the Lord be true, for he will go with you and help you all your conflicts through. To Christ the Lord be true. To Christ be loyal and be true, and he will be your friend, defending and protecting you to
God, that all who sing this song would to Christ be true. Thou that sayest to Christ be true, to Christ are you loyal and true? Are you one of his brave volunteers? Are you standing against the powers of sin, moved not by frowns or fears? Are you proving in noble service your faith and your fidelity, the fervor of your love? There's a problem sometime of disciples not being true, not being loyal. In Hebrews 10 and in verse 22 it is written, "Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." And the Lord said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I'll give thee a crown of life." Revelation 2 and in verse 10. May God help you and me to be Christ, true and loyal.
355. 355. Heaven holds all to me. 355.
Earth holds no treasures but perish with using, however precious they be. Yet there's a country to which I am going. Heaven holds all to me. Heaven holds all to me.
Sayest heaven holds all to me. Does heaven hold all to you? Does earth hold treasures? Does it? Do you long for the world and its sorrows? You know, when heaven holds all to me, what I'll do? I'll lay up treasure in heaven. Matthew 6:19-21. I'll set my affection on things above. Colossians 3:1-2. May it be said of me as it was of the faithful in the book of Hebrews chapter 11. They desire a better country that is in heavenly. In Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 16. You up for one more?
Okay. Number 599. Come to Jesus today. Come to Jesus, He will save you, though your sins as crimson glow. If you give your heart to Jesus, He will make them white as snow. Come to Jesus, 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 come today. Come to Jesus, do not tarry, enter into
to Jesus, come to Jesus, come today. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come to Jesus, come today. Come to Jesus, dying sinner, other Savior there is none. He will share with you his glory when your pilgrimage is done. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus.
We could do this for every song in this book or every song that we sing, could we? I do well to examine myself, as 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5 says, and make application of that question Paul asked, thou that teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? Thou that sayest, come to Jesus today, hast thou come to Jesus? It'll be hard to get somebody to come where you're not, wouldn't it? To do what you've not, to be what you're not. Have you given your heart to Jesus? Are you tarrying? Are you delaying? Have you come to Jesus? There are a lot of reasons why you need to come to Jesus. You need to come to Jesus because he invites you to come to him. Matthew 11, verse 28, come unto me. You need to come to Jesus because he's the only one that can save you. It is said of the Virgin Mary, she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1 and verse 21. You need to come to Jesus because he's the one that will purchase you and redeem you from all iniquity. In Acts 20 and verse 28, he purchased the church with his own blood. Redemption is in Christ, Ephesians chapter 1 and in verse 7. You need to come to Jesus because the Bible teaches that he is our mediator. There is one mediator between God and man, and that is Christ Jesus. You need to come to Jesus because he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by him, according to John 14 and in verse 6. You come to Jesus by first hearing his word. God said, this is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him, Matthew 17, 5. You come to Jesus by believing in him. In John 8, verse 24, Jesus said, if you believe not that I'm he, you shall die in your sins. You come to Jesus by repenting, changing your life. He said in Luke 13 and verse 3, except you repent, ye shall all likewise perish. And he repeated it again in verse 5. God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Paul preached in Athens in Acts 17 and in verse 30. You come to Jesus by confessing him before men. Matthew 10, 32. The Lord said, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Good example is in the Ethiopian in Acts 8 when he opened his mouth and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Verse 37. You come to Jesus by being baptized. Jesus said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Mark 16, 16. Baptism puts us into Christ. Galatians 3, 27. Into the one body. 1 Corinthians 12, 13. And then once you come to Jesus to be faithful all your days so that heaven can be your home, Revelation 2 and verse 10. We're going to sing number 78, Hark, the Gentle Voice. Why don't you do that while we're together, we stand and sing this song.